Shalom to all. Today we're going to start with Kalim, Perchav Dalud, Mishnah Alf, Mishnah Beis, and today's Mishnah Tzabrin, Lermus Chosas, Sabras Rachel, Shishib Zechav, and Josef Kogon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now, each of the many Mishnahs in this Perek discuss one type of Kli with three different forms. The first one is Makabal Tumas Midras. We know this is a high level of Tumas, something can contract when sat, leaned, or laid on by Zav, Zav, or Nida. And it's only Kalim, which are meant to be sat, leaned, or laid on, couldn't Makabal this high level of Tumas. The second was just a regular Kli, so you become Tame by being touched by something Tame. And the third one can't become Tame at all. And that's either because it's not a kli, or that is a kli, but it's made from something that can't be mekabel tuma, such as something that comes from the water, or it's a kli, but it's too large to be carried when it's full, or it's just not meant to service people, so that's why it can't be mekabel tuma. So Mishnah Alf tells us, Shlesha Trisenheim, there's three types of shields. Tris HaKafuf, which literally means a bent shield. This is a shield which surrounds the person on three sides, Tami Midras. This is going to be mekabel tumas Midras, as well as also meant for leaning on or sitting on. Whereas Shemesachim Baiba Kunpain, that was used for playing or for practicing in the Kunpain, which is like a large field that the soldiers used to go to practice their battle, they would hold a small shield in one hand and the sword or the weapon in the other hand. So Tami Tumei Mace, this can be Kabbal Tumas Mace, which is the highest level of Tumas Maga, but also, of course, other lower levels of Tuma. That's because it's a proper Kli. Again, Kabbal Tumas Midras, because it's not meant for sitting or leaning on, but again, it couldn't be Kabbal regular Tuma. And lastly, Viditas Arvian, this is a small type of shield used by Arabs, and it's meant for Ditzo, which is basically playing, laughter, frolicking, making fun, having a good time. So in a way, this is really just a toy, and it's not a Kli at all. Therefore, Tahar Miklum, it's Tahar Miklum, which means from anything. In other words, it's not Makabal Toma at all. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Shalish Agolesheim. There's three types of wagons. Hasuki Katedra, if it's made like a katedra, which is basically the classic type of wagon that we see that's meant for carrying passengers, is basically some form of chair or couch on wheels. Could be a little larger, could be a little smaller, but the idea is it's meant for people to sit on. So Tmei Midras, it's Makabal Toma's Midras. However, Kamita, if it's made like a bed, it's basically long and flat. And it's meant for carrying merchandise. It's not meant for people. And actually, if a person sits on it, they'll tell them, please move. We have to put our merchandise on it. So Tmei Mace, it can be Kabbal Tumas Mace, because again, it's regular Kli is meant for putting things on. Whereas Shalavanim, if it's meant for carrying stones, Tahir Miklum, it's tar from all types of Tumah, can't be Kabbal Tumah at all. And that's because there's very large holes in the bottom of this wagon, and so it's not considered a Kli at all. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalad with more discussions. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.